Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, this is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can check us out at thatisgoodtoknow.com. I'd like to introduce our next guest, Mr. Doug Rousey, who's an industry veteran in the insurance industry. He's going to spend a little bit of time with us talking to us about property insurance and what's going on in the marketplace. Doug, thanks for joining us today.
Sure. You're welcome, Jeff.
So, Doug, you're with Modern Claim Solutions, right? And you've been in the industry for a long time, though. Tell us a little bit about your background. What got you into it? What you do? Where we were most recently and what have you?
Okay, good. I've been in the industry for just over 40 years, which is a while.
Rookie.
I started with Allstate Insurance way back in the early 1980s, and I worked with them for 20 years, moved around the country 9 different times. That's back when corporate America moved you around a lot. And then I left them and went to an insurance trade group called the Institute for Business and Home Safety, which is headquartered here in Tampa. And I ran that trade group, which is an insurance trade group focused on property mitigation, how we can reduce property losses. And I was with them for about 7 years, and then I went and started my own insurance company, a Florida insurance company called Prepared Insurance. And then I left them and started another company called Maison Insurance Company, which I started in 2011. And we were in three states. We were in Louisiana, Florida, and Texas, and actually took that company public in 2014 and then sold it in 2019. And I stayed with the company that bought Maison Insurance for a few years. And then at the start of this year, I started up a claim company, insurance claim company called Modern Claims Solutions. So that's a quick synopsis.
Yeah, like I joked and I interrupted you. My apologies. I called you a rookie after 40 years, right? We're still learning, though.
Yeah.
This industry, you still got to learn. You got to adapt, right?
Well, it changes a lot, right? And so technology certainly is out there. On the automobile side, we're certainly more advanced from a technology standpoint than we are on the homeowner or the property side. But the property side is starting to get there. But certainly the insurance companies are becoming more technology savvy than they have been in the past. So the industry is changing a lot.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I know I can tell. I mean, even just from my own personal, my auto is on an app. I can file a claim. I can do all this stuff, you know, from the comfort of my home and get my declarations and all that good jazz right on my phone. The homeowner's still coming in paper and still writing some checks on a couple of them. But like you said, it is moving fast. And what we know about technology is it's going to catch up. So, Doug, I mean, you know, for our listeners, and again, thanks for listening. That is Good to Know show with Jeff Stanislow, and my co-host Royce Pope is with us too, and he's going to chime in a few minutes on a couple questions. But, Doug, tell us what is, when you say your Modern Claim Solutions is the name of your business, what is the claim? What happens? For take a step back. And, you know, talk to me from like a homeowner's or someone that has an auto insurance policy. What does a claim insurance company like yours, like a claim company like yours, do?
Okay, well, when you think of an insurance company, you really think about the fact that, hey, as a consumer, I have to pay a premium. Well, you're paying that premium so that there'll be money there if you do happen to have a claim. Now, typically only about 4% of the insurance population has claims every year, but you hope that when you do have a claim, somebody is going to be there to pay that. So if you have an automobile accident or a fire at your house, or, you know, in Florida, obviously we get a lot of windstorms, or a burglary or whatever happens, somebody has to be there to handle those claims. Well, the good news is that most companies have their own in-house claim people that do that for them. But unfortunately, in times of increased volume from either storms or people go on vacations, or there's just periods of the year when that are busier than others, say Christmas time or whatever, the companies don't want to staff up to that level, to that peak level. They staff to what's called just a normal level, an average level of claims. So let's say, for example, you're running an insurance company, you typically get 100 claims a month. Well, during peak times, you may go up to 150 claims during a couple of months of the year. And then if you get a catastrophe event like a windstorm or something, could go up to 300 claims. Well, the insurance company's only staffed to handle that baseline of 100 claims.
Okay.
So what they do is they will contract out with what's called an independent adjuster company like mine to handle that increase in claims. So everything over that 100 claims, if it goes up to 150, 200, whatever, they'll typically assign that out to me. I have 650 adjusters that are on my staff that I'll handle those claims for them. And I do that. I'm countrywide today, so I'm not just in Florida. I'm everywhere. But that's typically what I'll do. I'll handle that increased volume during peak times for insurance companies.
Okay. Doug, how does one get a hold of you at Modern Solutions, Modern Claim Solutions, if they wanted to find out a little bit more about you helping them out with maybe an insurance claim?
Yeah, so we're at Modern Claims, that's plural, Claims Solutions, plural again, .com. So modernclaimsolutions.com. Go to our website. We have a toll-free number listed there. You can call that toll-free number, or you can write something on the website, and all of our managers are there. A lot of our employees are there. If I'm there, you know, if you need anything, you can either call that 800 number or just say you have a question or whatever, you can inquire on the website. We'll be happy to get back to you. You just have a question, because a lot of people don't understand the claim process, and
sure,
it really does help to have somebody. I mean, a lot of people don't want to go out and hire an attorney, for example, because they have a simple question. You know, they just want to talk to somebody. Hey, what do I do? I've got water running through my house. I don't want to call an attorney. You know, and I can't get in touch with my agent. What do I do? And so, you know, if you get a question like that, I'd be happy to answer any calls that come in that situation.
That's great. So it's modernclaimsolutions.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
And oftentimes, Doug, you deal mainly with business to business and help them with their claims, but occasionally you do help the residential or, you know, small business or business owner handle those types of things. Not necessarily a claim, but, you know, just share your expertise, and that's great. That's great information, especially after 40 years of experience there.
Right, we do. So we handle we do auto claims. We also handle property claims, and we do commercial claims. We do the full gamut. So,
fantastic.
You know, like I said, we just started the company about a year ago, but we've had a pretty successful first year. You know, and we do have between the two managers that are managing the company, we've got, you know, and myself, we've got over 100 years of experience in the insurance industry. So there's not a lot that we haven't seen, but, you know, we're always looking to learn too. I mean, you never know everything, but we've seen a lot in our 100 years plus of experience.
Well, Doug, I appreciate that. And this is Jeff Stanislow, my co-host Royce Pope, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can visit us at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We'll have more information from Doug on there. We'll set a link up to his website, modernclaimsolutions.com, up there for Doug. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. He's given us the green light to have you connect with and maybe help answer a question or two that you have. So, Doug, pivoting a little bit, and you do a lot of mitigation. So, for our listeners that might not understand what claims mitigation is, can you give us a brief synopsis of what that might be for someone, a homeowner or a small business owner?
Sure. So what I did is I ended up, when I worked for the Institute for Business and Home Safety, I actually started a research facility, and in that research facility we could simulate winds up to in excess of 100 miles an hour. And the whole reason behind that is because we wanted to find out, how do we build stronger? not only homes but businesses. What do we have to do to withstand some of these hurricanes that hit Florida and tornadoes that hit the Midwest or flooding that hits Texas, whatever it is? You know, how do we, how can we build stronger? And so we've done an awful lot of research on that. And in Florida, the great news about it is Florida offers discounts when you have certain items of mitigation that are on your home. So, you know, it's very important that you get these mitigation items if you don't have them, and you make sure you tell your insurance agent that you have them. Keep your receipts, take pictures, whatever. You have to prove that you have mitigation items. But it's very important that you do that and you contact your agent so you can get as much as a 50% discount on certain parts of your property insurance for having mitigation items on your home. And when I say mitigation items, I'm talking about things like hurricane straps in your attic, you know, to make sure your roof doesn't blow away. I'm talking about impact-resistant windows, hurricane-ready windows. I'm talking about a hurricane-resistant garage door. You know, just some things. And people say, yeah, well, that's going to cost me money. And it is going to cost you a little bit of money. But your family, your home, your business is going to be so much safer in the long run, and you're going to end up with a reduced insurance premium. So in the long run, it makes sense. I always tell people, hey, you know, you're going to pay for mitigation, typically, you know, maybe 10% of the value of your home, to update your home and make sure you've got these storm-resistant items in your home. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, it's going to pay off because you're going to save money on your insurance premium, but it's going to make your home safer, quieter, and more resistant to things like outside influences, burglaries, and things like that as well.
So when we talk about mitigation, it's actually things that homeowners can do to kind of keep their family safer in one capacity, and then actually potentially reduce their premium or their bill from the insurance company for their home property coverage. Now, I know that's always a kind of a hot topic over the last few years and the increases. Can you tell us a little bit about big picture macroeconomics from the insurance carry, like maybe like related to Florida? What's going on in the marketplace? And, you know, you read about people, you know, leaving and, or I guess businesses leaving, and what happens to those policies and how do they get picked up? And, you know, where does our government kind of stand in, you know, the state of Florida stand in helping out the consumers in that space?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so what happens? You know, we certainly have a property crisis, property insurance crisis in Florida. I feel it as a homeowner. I'm sure you feel it, Jeff. Everybody is out there feeling this increase in property rates. And people always want to know, what's happening? And I'll tell you what's going on. Number one thing is we've had a lot of storms, right? Every time we have storms that hit the state of Florida, we had to rebuild. And we're having more expensive storms, stronger storms that are hitting the state every year. The second thing that's kind of important is interest rates have gone up. You know, when it's expensive to borrow money, that money is going to be, that cost is going to be passed on to consumers. And then the third thing is, hey, the cost of reinsurance. What insurance companies typically do is they will insure their risk through what's called reinsurance. And that cost has gone way up. And then just quite honestly, I mean, there's a lot more lawsuits and litigation in Florida. Florida, you know, is a unique state in that we have an awful lot of attorneys here. We represent 70% of the homeowner lawsuits are right here in the state of Florida. 70% of the national lawsuits on the property side are filed in Florida. And, wow, of course, we only have, what, 5% of the population, 10% of the population. So most of the litigation is here. And then the other thing is availability. You know, as you mentioned, a lot of companies are starting to go under. That decreases the availability. And all those things combined have just added to the cost of insurance. And the availability issue, you mentioned, or you asked me about government. So the only thing that Florida has done is they created what's called Florida Citizens, and that's where they put high-risk policies. It used to be only for coastal properties. They opened it up to everybody, you know, probably about 10 or 15 years ago. And every time one of these companies go under, most of their policies get moved into Citizens, into Florida Citizens. And your agent can, if you have an agent, and I know most of the consumers do, just ask your agent about that. What the good thing about Florida Citizens is typically the rate is going to be a little bit less than you might get on the regular market, but your coverage is also going to be a lot less. So, for example, in Florida Citizens, they might not cover things like your pool screen. You know, a lot of people in Florida have pool screens. Well, you might not be able to get that coverage in Florida Citizens, and that's a coverage you might get elsewhere. And or water damage throughout the house. Florida Citizens may limit it to $5,000 if you get water that comes from an internal source in the house. Of course, external water, you have to buy flood insurance, but internal water kind of capped at $5,000. So I would caution consumers, hey, make sure you shop around. You know what you're getting. Certainly, Florida Citizens, the premium's going to be a little less, but your coverage is going to be a lot less, too. And they're capped at $1 million. So if your house is valued over $1 million, you're not going to be able to get insurance in Florida Citizens. So, you know, make sure you get a nice agent. I like to refer people to independent agents or company agents. Make sure you shop around. You know, make sure that you understand those discounts that we talked about earlier. And I know mitigation is a big term for normal consumers. Really what we're talking about are improvements or upgrades to your house that make your house safer. That's what mitigation is. And make sure that you understand that when your premium is less, your coverage is going to be less. Mm-hmm. And when your premium is more, your coverage is going to be more. And a lot of little things like pool screens are just one good example. A lot of companies won't even insure those anymore. And you want to make sure you have some coverage for that. If you do get a hurricane or a windstorm that blows through, you want to be able to cover something like that. So my caution is make sure you shop around. It's good to get it for less, but make sure if you pay less or you go to Florida Citizens that you're getting exactly the coverage that you need for your house.
Yeah, I mean, Doug, that's interesting. I'm talking with Doug Rousey from Modern Claims Solution, and that's www.modernclaimssolutions.com. Doug, some really interesting comments in that last discussion. And one of them, you know, really is it kind of accumulates the macroeconomics of side and everything that works through this and all the things that take the price of the home, the cost of the home, the you know, the rating that you get, the things that you have in your home. There's just a lot of great information and a lot of valuable information that you shared with us. But one thing I think really struck home is like, get with your insurance agent, your property and casualty insurance agent, and kind of maybe not take that whole like, hey, give us 15 minutes, we'll save you 15% mentality, but dive into it and really understand what it's covering, what you can do to, you know, save money or on your insurance premium with your property and casualty agent. You know, dive into it, spend a little time on it. It's probably worth it, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. One of the things you want to do, and most insurance companies today will send out someone to inspect your house. You know, so you'll write the policy, or they may actually ask you to get an inspection before you actually write the policy for them. They want to know exactly what they're insuring as well. So when you get with your agent, you say, look, you know, my homeowner insurance has gone up 50%. Can you get me somewhere cheaper? And then he says, yeah, I got a company, but you understand your deductible is going to be a lot higher. We're not going to cover pool screens. We're going to have caps. And you understand that your coverage is going to be a lot less with higher deductibles for less premium. That's just what you have to understand. But the other part of that is, can I get insurance with this company? Will they write me? And you need to know that they may require you to have an inspection, both internal and external, in the house. And you may have to pay as much as $400 or $500 for that inspection. And you can go to our website. We'll tell you how to get in touch with an inspector if you need that. And those inspectors will come out and do a complete external and internal review of your home. And then they'll tell you, hey, you know, here's what you need to work on for your insurance company to accept this risk. You know, you've got something here, your locks are broken or whatever it is. You need to clean this up or whatever. And then that will help you when you actually go to that insurance company in terms of getting your home or your business accepted by the insurance company. It's very important that you know what your risk is in your house and or your business, that you understand the condition of your house. If your roof is 30 years old and it's leaking and you have trees hanging over the house, no insurance company is going to want to write that risk. They are just not. And remember, they're going to come out and look at it either before or after they write the policy. After they write the policy, they have 60 days to decide whether to keep your risk. So a lot of people think in their minds, wow, I'll write that policy, I'm with them. Not necessarily true. Wow. They have 60 days to come out and inspect that. And if they don't like what they see, they're going to cancel you and you're stuck trying to get insurance again. So, you know, it's good to maybe think about getting an inspection prior to shopping and find out, you know, what kind of condition is my house in? Will an insurance company accept my risk?
Well, Doug, talking with Doug Rousey from Modern Claim Solution, you mentioned your website where someone can look into that and reach out to you, find a possible someone that can take a look at their home. ModernClaimSolutions.com. My co-host, yes, Royce Pope's got a question. He's a younger gentleman and was interested in possibly, he had a question just from his perspective. So take it away, Royce.
Yeah, hey, Doug, this is Royce. Thanks so much for being with us today. My question for you is, what exactly is an umbrella policy? Is it an intelligent move for the average consumer to obtain one of these policies? And then how are these claims maybe handled differently compared to other types of claims from, you know, your vantage point of expertise?
And Doug, we got about a minute or so, and then we're going to wrap this up. So,
okay. Well, an umbrella policy is just an excess liability policy. So typically on your auto and your homeowner policy, you'll carry somewhere around 250 to 500,000 of liability insurance. And you have to carry a certain number. It has to be at that number in order for you to buy an umbrella policy, but the umbrella policy will extend your limits of liability and you can get it as much as $1 million, $2 million or whatever. So let's say something happens at your house. Somebody comes into your property and, you know, lo and behold, you do something that ends up hurting them substantially and they turn around and sue you. It's good to have that additional coverage above and beyond what you can get from a normal homeowner company, or even on the auto side, if you end up hitting a Bentley out there and it's a $500,000 car and you kill two people in that car, you know what? That $150,000 or $250,000 limit on liability you have on your car is not going to cover you. They're going to come after you personally. And that's why you would buy an umbrella policy to cover that excess above and beyond your policy limits. So the thing you need to know, though, in handling that claim, Roy, and this is important, is those limits have to be paid before they can make that claim on your umbrella policy. So under your auto, your homeowner policy, your limits of liability have to be exceeded before they can make a claim on your umbrella policy. But they're very inexpensive, Roy. I personally have one. And I'm not, you know, I'm no Jeff Stanislaw. I'm not the richest guy in the world. I'm just an average Joe. And I think it's important to have one because, you know, I pay $300 a year for an umbrella policy and I sleep a lot better. Again, we live in Florida, is a very litigious state. Turn on the news sometime and all you'll see are attorneys advertising over the news. Well, you know what? Somebody's paying for those advertisements that we all get tired of seeing every day.
Right.
And that's what you need to cover yourself for.
Well, Doug, hopefully that helps you, Royce, understanding a little bit about your question on an umbrella policy.
I would say it was good to know.
Yeah, you would say it was good to know. Yeah. That's perfect. Well, Doug Rousey, thanks for joining myself, Jeff Stanislaw, on That Is Good to Know show with Jeff Stanislaw. You can visit our website and you can find more information and a link to Doug's website from thatisgoodtoknow.com. And Doug, have a wonderful day. Until next time, my friend, and we'll have you back on. We can dive into more of this space sometime.
Okay, thanks for having me on.